This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
As we continue our series on daily exhortation, preaching to preachers, let us be reminded that we are not simply just preaching to those that preach on a full-time basis, but that all Christians can benefit from this lesson and from this series. Because we understand that it is the duty of every Christian to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16, verse 15. And so each member of the Lord's church is looking for that opportunity, looking for that open door to preach the gospel, to teach the gospel, to say words that might intrigue one in spiritual things. And as we consider the work of a preacher, the work of preachers, the work of Christians, let us move on to notice that preaching, the work of a preacher, the work of Christians, involves work. Yes, indeed. It involves work. We notice our Lord, Jesus Christ, when upon this earth, He worked and labored for His Father's will. In John chapter 5 and verse 17, Jesus states, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." Then in chapter 6 and verse 27, He states, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for Him hath God the Father sealed." Then we go on and we see in chapter 9 and verse 4, Jesus says, "I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." The bottom line is, Jesus came to this earth with a job to do, with work to do. Luke 19 and verse 10 tells us, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." Jesus Christ did not come to earth to be served, but rather came to earth to serve. He came to this earth to minister, to serve, to work, to labor. And as Christians, as children of God, we are to do likewise. We are to labor for the Lord. We notice what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. He writes, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Those that are seeking to be approved unto God are going to be diligent about it, but they're also going to work. They're going to labor. They're going to diligently apply themselves, knowing that by doing so, they're not ashamed. And to do so involves rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, studying the Bible is not something that is just leisurely done on a lazy boy from time to time, just when someone feels like it. To study the Bible correctly and accurately and effectively for one's spirituality, work is going to be required. Rightly dividing the truth, digging and studying and really trying to examine the Scriptures in depth to know what it is that God is having us to know. It involves work. But we also know that Timothy was not to be doing these things. He was not to be a workman just for his own self. But he was to do it for others, for those that would hear him, that would hear what he is teaching. We notice in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." You know, if Timothy did not know the doctrine, if Timothy did not know the Word of God, if Timothy was not applying himself and working to rightly divide the Scriptures, then he was not going to be able to appropriately preach the Word, as Paul will command him in the second letter, chapter 4, and verse 2. He was not going to be appropriate in his own understanding and own life in living in accordance with the doctrine. But likewise, he was going to be failing to instruct others as to how they ought to be living. Being a Christian, being a preacher, involves work and it involves effort. It's not this concept that some have taught and claim it to be, that really it's just easy, breezy way of life. No, that's not what Christianity is. That's not what being a Christian is. That's not what being a preacher is. Being a preacher, being a Christian, involves work, involves labor. We notice what the Hebrews writer writes in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 11. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. That word labor there in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 11 actually comes with it a meaning that involves being earnest and striving, making effort, toiling to the point of weariness. That is what a Christian is to do. To labor, to enter into the rest of God. To work, to toil to the point of weariness. Yes, this is the job of the preacher. This is the job of the elder. This is the job of the deacon. But this is also the job of the Christian. To labor, to work, and to toil. We see that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did such when He was upon this earth. We see that Paul did such by the example and accounts that we have of his labors throughout the New Testament. And we see that it was commanded by Paul through inspiration of the Holy Ghost upon every Christian that wants to be faithful in the Lord's sight, to work and to labor for Him. We will continue this series and have our last lesson in our next lesson.